Podcasting 2.0 for August 20th, 2021, episode 51, Preserve, Protect, and Extend. That's right, Batman. Hello, everybody. Time once again for your weekly board meeting of Podcasting 2.0. Everything happening at podcastindex.org and podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry in the heart of Hill Country, Texas, and in Alabama. He's a phenom in the art of first in, first out. My friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Jones.
It's not Boostergram week. It's Boostergram month.
Yeah.
It's off the chain, man. There was people throwing Boostergrams everywhere.
We had some kind of breakthrough, man. Like, All of a sudden, podcasting got super fun.
It did.
It's like, wow, it works. One little loop. If you're brand new to the board meeting, we're talking about the Boostergrams, which now allow you to send a payment with a message to the podcaster of your choosing while listening, or if you want to the entire team. Or to any of the individuals. You could even say, hey, great app, and boost the app developer. For me, they come in on email. You set that up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's the first thing I look at in the morning. I look at the Boostergrams. It's fantastic.
I'm wondering how people are going to be, like, what people are doing right now for their own node. And I'm wondering how people are getting those Boostergrams off their node, because there's a couple of scripts. I've got one out there, and John Chidji wrote a Python script that'll pull stuff.
Oh, I got to put that in the show notes. Send that to me, and I'll put it in the show. Is that on the GitHub?
Yeah, it's called ExtractTLV is the name of the repo. But I don't know that anybody's using it. So like Dave Jackson, for instance, I don't think he can even get his Boostergrams out of there.
Now, does he have he has his own node, right?
Yeah, he's got a voltage node.
Mm-hmm. And we have to stop right here and just say, holy crap, Dave Jackson. History is rhyming like hip hop.
I've got clips. I've got clips of Dave Jackson.
So Dave Jackson showed, now I don't remember exactly, because there was a lot of people and a lot of things happening, but I believe Dave Jackson started the school of podcasting pretty early on. And he's one of these people, like we have so many in the podcasting 2.0, here it comes, community. We got Christopher Isine, who's a feed finder. The Swedish trickler, exactly. Of course, all of our app developers, but we've got all these specialized little things. And when it comes to teaching people how to do it, I think Dave was the OG from what I can remember. And it was School of Podcasting, but he's just that kind of guy. And so for him to jump in and say, all right, what is it called? What is this?
Leading the Bleeding.
Yeah. Leading the Bleeding. The
great
first
great show name, by the way.
Yeah. First episode. What is a Satoshi?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I think it's great. It's a good show name. And he couldn't stop teaching even in that first episode. I mean, he was still like, he's going on Bitcoin. And he just swerves into, hey, podcaster, you don't do this or your show's going to suck kind of thing.
Well, but that was also, it's so reminiscent of podcasting 1.0. And, we'd all be swerving. We didn't know what, we knew, but we go all over the place and we talk about, at the time, and this still comes back in any scholastic, work about podcasting, but certainly the consultants in podcasting will say, well, you have to be passionate. So it was a lot of, what to do? What was it? How do you do a show? It was a lot of that. And, in addition to, hosting and all that stuff and comments, and in many ways the same, but with some added bits in here, which is just fantastic.
I want to talk about that for a second, because I dug into this. Let me see if I can find this paper that Spotify released. Now, I think Cridlin is the one that linked it at first. It's called Spotify Language for Listener Engagement.
Yes, I did see the posting. I did not read it.
Modeling language usage and listener engagement in podcasts. Now, I will tell you.
Yeah.
This is the most boring thing I've read in a long time. It is incredibly dry. But I read the entire thing for you.
Oh, thank you. So I don't have to. Beautiful.
Yes, I did it for you.
What did we learn, Dave Jones?
I just had this feeling there might be some interesting things in here. I'm on a hunch. And so we learned, let's see, here's the nitty gritty on this thing. It's on page something. It says, here's sort of their like findings, okay? It says, let's see, number one, the correlation between ads and engagement is mixed. Large amounts of ads and transcripts are associated with lower engagement in all but the bottom popularity quartile, whatever that means. It's a quartile.
Bottom 25%.
Okay, all right. Ads in descriptions, on the other hand, do not hurt engagement on the whole, and in fact are associated with higher engagement in the top quartile. Yeah, you're going to sleep, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, a couple of things on that. Ads and chapter links.
Hello.
Make sense.
Yeah, totally. Especially for PI stuff, like per inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where people say, use this code, you can say, just tap on the link because it includes the code in the URL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so if the ads and descriptions don't hurt, and the ads in the audio do hurt, well then, you know, this is perfect. And then you don't even have to do what do they call it? Coupon codes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all in the link.
Yeah, you just tap it right there. Kaboom.
Yep. So that was the first thing.
Okay, solved. Okay, Spotify. How can we fix them next?
this looks like a very intense research project that somebody got paid lots of money for, and I think we just solved this in about a minute and a half.
Was it Deloitte? Deloitte.
These are some hardcore computer science geeks they use words that I had to look up.
Oh goodness.
Here's two things that I thought were interesting, and I'll tell you why. High engagement podcasts are less likely to contain interjection and swearing. And high engagement podcast creators tend to speak relatively fast. Okay. Hmm. So the high engagement podcasters are less likely to contain interjection and swearing.
Well, what does engagement mean? Engagement surely means people buying something. What does it mean? Commenting where? You know, what does this is my problem with the term.
The engagement is.
Is there a definition in this paper?
There is a definition, and it is something that I probably highlighted, but I cannot find. It says,
that's all right.
Since many, no, that's not it. No, I don't know.
It's fuzzy. They can find it somewhere. If you can't tell me.
Oh, here it is. Huh? No. That's it. Here, I got it. Stream rate. Let's see. Our metric of engagement is stream rate, which we define as the proportion of first-time listeners who listen for at least 5 minutes. That's their definition of engagement. So it says where a listener's decision to continue listening for as long as 5 minutes is likely to be influenced by the content. Therefore, it's engagement. Is that anything like what you would consider engagement?
Well, so what I'm hearing them say is if someone, a new listener,
mm-hmm.
So not a current listener, but a new listener listens for 5 minutes, then engagement is a metric of uptake and growth of the podcast.
That makes sense.
Not of people hearing or of the advertising being effective or of people engaging with the brand or advertising content. It's new people. Does that sound right to you?
Mm-hmm. I think so, because they specifically say that
later. Who cares?
It says a large amount. It says large amounts of ads in transcripts are associated with lower engagement in all but the bottom popularity quartile. While this may be explained by the fact that many listeners skip ads in the audio stream, the effect is strong enough to indicate that ads seem to hurt engagement, even though surveys report that most listeners don't mind the ads.
I'm glad we read that, because that when I hear other podcasts or read about engagement, I did not have that in mind as the definition. So it's for growth of your podcast. How many people go like, oh, okay, I'm listening. You could do engagement per episode, I guess. That's okay too. All right. So, but is this about?
This is all very gross.
Is this about advertising or is it about growing your show? As I've heard said so often.
By the way, do you want to know how many listeners we have?
How do you know?
I don't. I was just kidding.
That's because you don't know. I will challenge any statistic you throw at me, Dave Jones.
Well, I don't even have a number. I have no clue.
Well, this actually brings up a good point. A few weeks ago, you wrote a blog post, which, what was it called?
Oh, the blog, time to drop the egos and
address the IP
addresses.
Yeah, exactly. And you wrote this and you sent it and Tina did her Tina wash. Mm-hmm. We all looked at it. We all thought it was great. You held back for a week and then you posted it. And it was like, it wasn't a lot of uptake, but I believe it was a very great influence on Brian Barletta's IP addresses story.
Yeah, I think so. So I worked with Dan Benjamin for quite a few months mm-hmm. of back and forth to come up with the framework for all that. And, you know, he had this initial idea and we just kept refining it and refining it down. And then Cridlin gave us some critical feedback about 3 weeks ago. And so then we added one last piece to get sort of over the hump. And then we published it. And so me and Dan are going to be on the Sounds Profitable show, I think next week, next Wednesday.
Ah, good, good. Because, you know, I saw that you had several solutions and I think, that we don't have to get into great depth about it. Cause if you're going to do that with, on Podland or it Sounds Profitable, then I definitely want you to do it there. but it seems like there was, you know, a solution that you offered, a technical solution that could be implemented on the app side. And then there was the one that I favor, of course, which is the actual listening statistics, even if you're sending one sat per minute or even per 10 or per 5 minutes to assure continued engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See that? I mean, that's clearly the one I prefer as well, because then you have actual numbers and the stats are protected. The listener privacy is protected by the Lightning Network.
And we already have statistics. You know, statistically, I think we have enough podcast apps and people that we could draw some, not for every podcast, we should be able to draw some conclusions.
Well, this goes back to the whole thing that, like, this keeps coming back up over and over again when throughout all of podcasting 2.0 so far. Is this notion that you can't, that the industry on the whole, and this is why I thought Barletta's interview on Podland was really good.
Well, hold on. I have a clip.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I have a clip of his conclusion, which is what kind of saddened me, but hopefully you and I can set everyone straight. When James asked him, so what are you, Brian Barletta, going to do about the fact that Apple, I think that's the main issue here, Apple is going to start obfuscating IP addresses, so tracking and the podcast ad industry will hurt it severely. This is pretty much the only way that things can be tracked at all for some accountability, and there's an entire industry built on it. And so his answer just made me sad.
So what are we going to do about it, Brian Barletta? What are you going to do about it?
Oh, God. I think I grew up a little bit in this year. I think that it was very fun to yell about all these things and to tell people about all these things and try and idealistically come at it. I have not been the biggest fan of the IAB, but the truth is that they're the only one organizing everyone in this room. Mm-hmm. So I have joined the tech lab and I have joined the audio committee and I'm going to talk to every single person I can. I'm going to reach out and continue to talk with Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and I'm going to advocate for all of them to just come to the table and build a framework. We're past the point of RAD, the listening spec that NPR created. I think that we need to look at the core functionality. I think we need to safeguard the base analytics of podcasting. We need to acknowledge that as an industry, we do still revolve around RSS. We find such value in the open nature of it. If IP address wants to go away, I think every single person in podcasting would raise raised their hand in support of that. If we do not lose the metrics on the hosting and publisher side. So this is my invitation. I will gladly play Shepherd. I will gladly play Matchmaker and do whatever I have to do to get everyone at the table to just figure out how we do this and maybe how we're the first industry in advertising to abandon IP address ahead of the curve to show people how it's done once again.
Wow, that'll be fascinating. Where can we read more of this if we want to find out more?
Yeah, soundsprofitable.com. And you can find the newsletter, you can find the podcast, you can find the product deep dives where I go over how all these different amazing ad tech products work. And at the end of the day, I just want to say that ad tech in podcasting is the entire technology stack, because every aspect of it can help people advertise. So this is really important. Advertising will survive. These core metrics are critical to everybody who does baked in ads, to not even doing ads, to doing Patreon or self-funded, or to just do it for fun. So this is critical to everybody, and I hope everybody gets involved.
So you're much closer to this than I am, but I just want to make a couple remarks up front. First of all, I love his energy, and that kind of energy, I want to focus it where it's beneficial. Podcasting 2.0 is not mutually exclusive with advertising, and I think there's ways we can help. And then the third thing, which is what I know you as, and let me stop on the third thing. We've known each other for a long time, Dave, and I always knew that if we did something together that took off, I knew it would be a lot of fun. And it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Thanks,
I really love doing this shit with you. All right, yeah, so, and three... this is the approach that has resulted in nothing for over a decade. The approach is you have an entire army of developers, podcasters, listeners who can support any type of implementation that we come up with. And these other guys, they will have to adapt to us. But this is, you're a little more eloquent in explaining that. Oh, and then I guess 3A, Apple doesn't care about you.
Yeah, no, that I thought about 3A a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You know, listening to that, I thought, oh, well, you know, Apple doesn't care. And they just really don't. They just really don't. But I mean, I guess I'd push back a little bit and say it's not really even a pushback. I guess I would say that, I mean, that's what we expect Brian to do. I mean, Brian, that's where he's
living. Oh, sure.
He's living. And so, and he's on that side. Or at that side of things, and then we're on the lower end, the grassroots thing.
Then we need to give him ammunition when he goes into battle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's a great. See, that's the better way to say that,
mm-hmm.
because we're and the perfect example is Dave Jackson launching a show about value for value. Also, Evoterra this week.
Yep.
Had a great episode, and I've got a clip of Evo.
Have an opinion? Good. Is that the clip?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hit that.
When it comes to what app you prefer, you recommend people utilize to enjoy your show. Just like that server above, I think you, as a podcaster, should have an opinion. On which app someone should use, which are the best ones.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget.
Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to.
That shit works, people.
And send Evo a boost. His podcast on Pontifications podcast. He's value for value, too.
And once we get, I saw you in the GitHub, once we get the episode value blocks, we're going to be able to put that in, right?
Yeah, we can put that in.
So excited. Yeah.
So, like, that's where I'm thinking about this is we are already, and I say we, I mean Podcasting 2.0 as a movement, is already pushing back on these things. And, like, I had a long Twitter back and forth this week with Mark Asquith from Captivate, and then Tom Webster jumped in, and it's all sparked by Evo's episode, which was fantastic. It was the typical thing that we have been hearing for a while. It was, well, you know, there's got to be some sort of critical mass, and you've got to get everybody to play along. And, it was just the same sort of, you have to get momentum in order, or you have to get size before any of this will matter.
Mm.
And you know, that is the toxic part of what podcasting has to deal with on a constant basis. And I mean, I understand what they're trying to get at, but the game has changed though. Now there's a group of people that are inspired to see change happen. And once that becomes reality, once there are a group of people who are inspired for change, just change, it doesn't matter what the change is. If they want to see things improve and things be different and they want to see new things, once that becomes, there's a hunger for that, then that thing becomes a life of its own. It takes on a life of its own, and it can make things happen that couldn't happen before when there was nobody there to advocate for it.
This is okay. So the analog couple of things, what we had in 1.0 and what we're missing in 2.0 probably is transmitters. We don't need no stinking transmitters. It was against the established media, not like it was a fight or anything, but it was like, hey, look at this. There's a back door. We're going around them. So that was, yeah. That's kind of what that was.
And the pirate radio type feel.
Yes, exactly. And so now it's a different situation because the, Apple is one of the OG pirates, but you know, the pirate is, you know, stopped caring because there was no loot. You know, he kept looking for the map and, you know, where's the X? I can't find the gold doubloons. And so, you know, they don't care. Then in came another pirate, a true pirate, which is Spotify. And they went, ha, we don't see a map either, but ha, give us your doubloons, podcasters. And we're like, well, you got to get all the podcasters to have the doubloons, but that's not how it works. It's just, it's the nature of a decentralized system. It's, gosh. You know, it's like what a bit like Max Kaiser said in Austin, you know, Bitcoin was designed to be attacked. RSS, in a way, was designed to be attacked. It's a honey badger. It's like, huh. Humbles on. You know, there's no advocacy group. There's no, I was once in the RSS board and I got kicked off because, I missed 18,000 meetings that went to spam.
You missed a meeting?
Yeah.
That hard to believe.
Yeah. No, I don't really miss meetings, actually. I'm pretty good at that. But I don't do them anymore, or at least I try not to. So we have such... I can feel the network effect. And it comes when you get embeddable players that are showing chapters. And someone says, cool. Hold on. What is that again? What's the...
JustCast, I think.
JustCast. I think that's what it is. Yeah, see that. It's like, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting. And, well, you might as well pop this now because with a little bit of luck, we're kind of early development cycle. I think it was two shows ago we were talking. I was again. It was with Stephen B. Was that three shows ago? Two or three shows ago.
Don't ask me that. Yeah. I don't know.
I was saying, oh, you know, my old thing, if I really want to be able to create a new episode right in the app. And of course, all of a sudden Steven says, oh, here, check this out.
Oh yeah. That was a chat. He takes that as a direct challenge.
Yeah. Well, so today, if all goes well, if we're fortunate and you're hearing this, it doesn't necessarily mean that, if nothing else changed and you're hearing the show, then it probably worked. and this is really cool because you're looking at a CurioCaster and, you know, there's an ad episode and you click on the ad episode and it copies over a whole bunch of the metadata you already had, but it's all the tags, almost all the tags, right down to the feed meta tags for funding, etc. And it's got a nice little editor for show notes and you don't even click save. You just click, you click export RSS and it poops out an RSS file that doesn't even change the generator meta tag.
No, oh,
which is
God have mercy. I got the link for this and I couldn't get it to work, and I think it was just a browser problem.
You can't use it on mobile. You can't use it on mobile.
Okay, so I haven't seen how it works. Like I don't know anything. You have to tell me how it works because I haven't even used it.
How can that be? You didn't get the link?
No, I got the link, but it wouldn't work in my browser on desktop. I think it was Brave. Every time
I'm using Brave.
Every time I would click the episode thing, it would just not do anything. So
you didn't get an empty box.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't. But that may have been he may have been doing something.
That can happen. Oh yeah, especially with web apps. Yeah. No, so basically it's a template, and he's got a drop down on the right hand side. So your top things are title, episode number, show notes, URL for enclosure for the MP3 file. So I mean that part is still manual, but that's how I do it now anyway. I just FTP it into our system, both the feed, the MP3, and a temporary SRT file that says transcript processing. Come back soon, y'all.
By the way, I don't think you said. I think you said Stephen B. And some people may not understand that he's the developer of CurioCaster. So this is all happening in the CurioCaster app.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so if you look at the CurioCaster app on the desktop, it's three panes, and the middle one is the episode list. That's what this link that doesn't work for you pops up. You click on new episode, and you get a blank box at the top. And as you're filling stuff out in the right-hand panel, which turns into like a templatized, like a WordPress type thing,
Right.
And you're filling out the basics, you see it appear in the new episode in your podcast list. So you actually can preview it right there in the app.
Okay, so is it live yet, or is it still in the beta site?
Oh, no, it's that link that I gave you. No, that's the beta site. Still in yeah. So okay. Then once you do that, and it copies over all the fields that you don't want to be typing in every single time. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think you can have it copy everything over, just make a duplicate and change whatever you want.
Man, this is like, then you save. I know you well enough to know that you are salivating.
Dude, I'm jizzing over here. This is crazy. Yeah. And then you have a drop down for all the different tags and everything. And after the show, I want to sit with you and go through it and make sure we've got all that I'm doing all the tags right, because I've never even used any of these.
Okay. Yeah. So what we need now is a hosting company to allow an API to express an API that can handle this thing. So
can't we hook into the like what PodPress does with Blueberry?
Yes, I'm thinking Blueberry is the one that pops to mind first because they seem to have the infrastructure for this. But I'm thinking that, I mean, this makes sense. It makes sense to me for other hosts to build out an API for this if they don't have one.
Yep.
Because then you can, this feels like a new class of app where you're going to have, I mean, just to be clear, if people aren't following what we're talking about.
It's so clear to me, I'm like, why don't people see my vision, damn it?
Well, the idea here is that you're creating your podcast feed in the same app that you're consuming the feed with.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a crazy idea. But so like you're going into your podcast app to listen to podcasts, but then you go to your podcast and you
add the next
episode. Yeah, you add episode and then it gives you a feed. So I'm thinking that,
but it's really appropriate on the desktop. That's where it really comes to life. Mobile is, I can't see that being necessary, but you could create your own scripts, either an Apple script. When you save an RSS feed into this folder, boom, it goes off. I mean, there's a million ways to do it. The self-hosters will love this.
Yeah. This is, that's the next step is you've got now you got a feed.
Yeah.
You got to stick it somewhere and you've got audio files. You need to stick them somewhere. So then that's where a hosting company could come in and have an API that would let CurioCaster just plug into this dude's account.
Yeah.
So that they can just go boop boop done.
Yeah.
Right to the hosting company and it just gives them the data where the hosting company can suck it in and build the feed out.
And now the app developers can start offering these services for different hosting companies, and they should get a VIG for that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Right?
Now we
have an ecosystem. Now we're all talking to each other. We've all been so gosh dang it independent. Hosting and podcaster.
They're bringing the apps can now bring customers directly to the host.
Yeah. Hey, you want to start your own? Click here. use this app.
Yeah, you're in the app. Well, you know what that is? That's Anchor.
Yeah, only everyone gets to do it, and everyone participates. Yes,
it's decentralized Anchor is what it is.
There you go.
Because you're listening to some stuff, and you flip over, and it's like, oh, I want to start a podcast. Well, you know what? I want to start a podcast too. New episode.
Yes, like, exactly. Bam, new episode.
And then it pops up like, which host do you want to use?
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry, Buzzsprout, RSS.com, Captivate, Trend. You know, it just gives you a list of all the participating hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, you know, you could do a sign up, and then the app developer gets a, you know, percentage off the sign up or whatever.
And discount codes that podcasters read out is so 2010, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, man, we're making everybody money but ourselves, Dave. Damn it.
No, we got boostergrams.
Well, hold on. We'll get to the boostergrams. So along with this comes our rejiggered positioning, which you kind of came up with it, and we moved a few words around, but I want to share it because I really, really like it, and this is such an excellent example of it. Mm-hmm. The Podcast Index is here to preserve, protect, and extend the open, independent podcast ecosystem. We do this by enabling developers to have access to an open, categorized index that will always be available for free for any use. Try a new podcast app today and see how much better the experience can be. And right now, and that just links to the apps page, which is all going to change. But at least we're figuring out what the hell we're going to change. we know it's going to look pretty. We're just figuring out all these pieces and all these proper positionings. And this is good, though. I like this a lot. And it's exactly what we're doing. Preserve, protect, and extend.
The original mission statement that was up there about preserving free speech and that kind of thing, it felt incomplete. And just, it was too simplistic. And it was just, it was... I think I can say this better. It was so simplistic that it was easy to just get triggered by it for political reasons. And it did not fully express what we were actually trying to do.
Agreed. And to be fair to ourselves, when we started, there was only two things we were going to do. We're going to have an independent index that any app developer could tap into. And we're going to make Lightning work with Satoshis. Mm-hmm. And what came out of that is like we uncorked some bottle of pent up creativity and energy, and it just spewed out a whole namespace with tons of new features and ideas.
You just described a Fauci boost, I think.
Boost.
There we go. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
So this is where I feel bad. Because, you know, we started the boostergram craze. We've been pushing it real hard. We've been active participants in it. And Cridlin asked me to do a jingle for their boostergram corner, and I completely forgot. And then he called me out on the show after they had a boostergram a bukkake fest. I'm sorry.
You said that is a foul. That is inappropriate.
That is inappropriate. I'm sorry. But it's what it was.
It's a family show.
I was there. I was like, oh, this. Listen to these guys. They're going nuts. And after they just did this whole bit on how fucked that, how messed up advertising is. Trying to be good now. They go straight into. They were so joyous and so happy, and they made like $130 in Satoshis from boostergrams. Like this. This is. I had a big smile on my face.
Oh, I did too. You can do it now, dude.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking I'll do a live jingle for them.
Do it live.
Hey, we'll do it live, baby. Let me see if I can do this. Okay. So it's Boostergram Corner. All right.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the boost. Boostergram Corner.
It's too much.
Too much?
Too much. Yeah. You unloaded everything in the arsenal on that one. background singers.
Coach me. Just simple, just like a big booming voice, in a world where podcast news matters more than women with comfortable shoes, it's your Boostergram Corner.
I think you need to go with top 40. I think you need to go
top 40. Top 40.
Yeah, I mean, they're both radio guys.
That's what I was doing. 40. I was doing like Boostergram corner. Let me try that one. Let me try it. Boostergram corner. I can't get more top 40 than that.
But okay.
Oh, I'll just do a big voice. All right, here we go.
Do a straight.
Yeah.
Go do your best Casey Kasem.
And now the Boostergram corner.
No, that sucks. Don't do that.
That's my Casey Kasem.
Okay, I didn't mean
and Casey now Kasem. A long distance dedication about a dead puppy.
Do your best Delilah. Yeah,
that's no, right. No, all right, here we go. Okay, all right, here we go. Boostergram corner.
Nah, that's boring. I like the other one better.
All right, well, they can choose and edit whatever they want. I think I've done enough. I've done my business. I have returned as the Podfather. Yes. Heard you on the Survival podcast. That was really good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my audio was going berserk. And I barely had any idea what I was saying half the time.
Well, it didn't come across that way. It's so nice. And it's another reason why I love working with you. You know, from the early days on where I was dragging a Spark Voyager, which was the Sun Luggable Workstation. It had a color
detachable keyboard with a
yes, sir. Uh-huh. It had a color
cue.
Yeah. The color LCD screen with a built-in modem. And I dragged that thing into the CEO, the office of the CEO of, you know, Reebok and Budweiser. And I jacked their fax machine and had a, you know, 100-foot cord, telephone cord. And we bring up Mosaic and say, here's the future, son. But it was pretty much always me. And I was MTV guy. So I was like, hey, Monkey Boy here to dance show. You some internet. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. And that's been my career for a long time. Until, you know, podcasting and really no agenda and we're doing podcasting 2.0. So now there's someone who tells the story in an even better way than I do. You're so calm and you are very, very, I'm taking some lessons from how you do that.
No, I enjoy this show because I can feed off your energy. Mm. My natural state is very
you're very NPR-ish, but without the annoying up talk.
Oh, thank you. Well, you were on Alison Morrow's show too, right?
Yeah,
I'm about 3/4 of the way through it.
Yeah, it was fun. I like her. I want to get her on Value for Value. You
know, that'd be good.
She'll need work though. Yeah, you know, she's coming straight out of mainstream, so she's you know, she's got some learning to do. But I knew about her. I think we might have covered her story on No Agenda a long time ago. But I got all kinds of interesting messages from, you know, Sir Gene. He's like, oh, you were great on Allison. Like, you watch Allison? Oh, yeah, since episode 5. I'm like, oh.
I had never even heard of her until you said you were going to be on her show. Yeah. But I watched enough to see the chat. And the chat was, I've never really seen, I mean, I've seen the YouTube chat. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, but like, I've never.
Oh, so you got a live experience.
Yeah, and it was actually really cool. I can see why people want that.
Yeah, that's what I call engagement. That can be engagement when people are doing that stuff, especially if each chat message comes with a Satoshi.
It's just like, I mean, it's like a little troll room on the side of the screen. You know, I mean, that's what it feels like, just a little chat room.
Hey.
And I can see that.
Hey, so if you took the concept of a booster, and maybe I'm just going crazy here. If you took a Boostergram, mm-hmm. But the message was, you know, because the a Boostergram, the app automatic should get, you know, let's just say with any Boostergram, the app gets one sat, which means the app also gets the TLV record, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of other people who get the TLV record. Can that also not constitute a post, a comment? Could the app then not say, oh, that's a comment, and mm-hmm. click, I'll put it right here underneath the show in the app?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the Sphinx model, right? Yeah, you're just passing a Satoshi. I mean, the Sphinx chat model is you pass a Satoshi around with the TLV attached to it.
Right, but how do the other apps get a hold of that? Could then the app that received that that comment boost, then share that?
You'd have to, the first, okay, so the things that pop out to me would be like, you first would possibly take that incoming message or that incoming
sound. Hold on a second. Stephen B, don't build anything yet. Just wait.
Yes, please don't do this.
this is really unrehearsed, off the cuff crap here. All right, yeah, we're being real. Yeah,
I feel like we stress people out when we start. Talking about this.
A lot of people, I know for sure. Yeah,
yeah. So it feels like you could do it one of two ways. The app could get the TLV. So I guess I'm just envisioning this is you. Okay, so this is YouTube. Mm-hmm. And in this scenario, this would be something like CurioCaster or PodFriend that supports video.
Yes, exactly.
And so it's doing it. It's seeing it live, and on the stream, the sats are going to.
I already figured it out. Stop.
Okay. All right.
All you need is a value block that is designated for your comments.
And then
then every single payment that goes there, you just publish the comment.
What would the publishing mechanism be like, though?
It's fucking magic, Dave. I'm surprised you haven't built it yet. I'm talking about what is the mechanism? PHP, baby. Yeah, it's React. It's native React. I don't know what it is.
It's a React.
Flutter. Component. Flutter solves this.
Svelte. that could work. You have a dedicated. This is like the chat.
I mean, shoot, social. I wouldn't mind. I mean, we could just do that for us. You know, just as a test. Mm-hmm. There's something here, and maybe the podcaster services that we're working on. Maybe that's something that we could at least facilitate setting up. I mean, we don't want to host anything.
Podcaster services. You're the director of podcaster services.
Fuck no. I am the director of podcaster success.
Success. Yes. So podcaster success ninja.
Yes. That's what I am. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this could be okay. So the live thing needs to happen first.
Yeah.
Live tag needs to happen first. That's phase four, baby. I'm declaring it. Planting the flag right now.
Sweet.
Because I want it.
Yeah, and it has to be streaming live. It can't just be live. Yeah. It's got to be streaming live.
Streaming live. We'll do it through Podping, and then this would be next.
Yeah, Podping. Shit, that's it, Dave. Podping is the answer because Podping, although looks like a centralized service because of the nature of the blockchain, it's not. Of course, we're gonna have central hubs that build and may die or may whatever can happen, but. In essence, it continues to work on the Hive chain. I hope, Brian of London.
Brian of Hive.
Brian of Hive. That could also be the mechanism for publishing comments back. Here's comments for this GUID go to this value block. I wish I had edibles.
You mean the hive?
I don't know. I'm just because Podping. Forget the back end. I'm just saying Podping is a decentralized service, although it's a centralized gateway. But we can use Podping.
The comments don't go there.
No, not the comments. But the hey, here's where the comments live. This node, send to this node, read from this node, something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Okay,
I'm shooting around.
So you're saying that. You publish the live item, the app sees it, hooks into the stream, the live stream, your HLS or whatever, and it's boop, 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 it's pumping the stream out. But the Podping that notified the app, the Podping message that notified the app that the stream had started also contained a pointer to where the comments should go. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty.
This is why we've been married for 11 years, darling.
Yeah. No, don't. Nobody build this, please.
Martin, stop. Stop.
No, he's painting this. He's painting the master bedroom, right?
Oh, it really is. Okay. Well, good. I'm happy for him. I know it's a multi-month process, man. It was same for me. It was really hard to keep up with everything and everybody. Mm-hmm. So
and then
hard.
You have kids.
He has a kid now, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he does.
He does have a kid.
I think it's just, isn't his fiance's child? I think so.
Oh, I didn't know he had a kid. Well, congratulations.
I think the kid is of Disney age. I don't know. Martin,
get
that
kid a pod friend mug.
Martin's like, oh, quick, I got to turn this down. My new wife doesn't know about the kid.
The old double wife trick.
I've heard about those Danes.
That doesn't end good.
Oh, my goodness. Just on the boostergrams, and that was the final thing I just remembered. I know this was a thread for a moment there on podcastindex.social, but James was reading out boostergram amounts, which were after fees and distributions. And right. So you're not really getting the numerology of the boost. And I think he's getting it from Satoshi Stream. So where is that? Or is it an app that is not sending the right information? Or do we even have a standardized document for this? I'm not sure we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. So Satoshi.stream needs to be hooked into it needs to be displaying the value in the TOV that is called value MSAT total.
Yes.
Value_MSAT_total. Cause that's the total that was sent before any fees or anything.
Right.
Before it's been molested in any way.
Before the Lightning Network chomped on it like Pac-Man.
That's a good Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Waka 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 waka.
There's your boostergram corner right there.
No.
All right. But I mean, yeah, it's in there. Mm. It's in there.
Satoshi Stream is not sending, is just displaying the wrong information. Or information different than I expected.
With a complete lack of information, I'm going to go ahead and blame Satoshi Stream.
Okay, yeah! Blame those guys.
Yeah. So I don't know. If it's not his problem, then we'll figure it out. I was thinking about the chapter. Well, here, let me just do this. I need to correct something that I said on a previous episode because I unintentionally upset the Pod Love guys.
Uh-oh.
We were talking about Pod Love chapters, which are mm-hmm. which is in the
Omni Studio feed for
something.
Some NBC podcast or something that we were talking about. Fox podcast, yeah.
Yeah, but Andy thought that I had just screwed that whole thing up about describing it, and that was not intentional. I just wanted to correct the record. I mean, it is. He was upset initially because I said it in past tense, like Pod Love. Pod Love chapters was a thing that blah blah blah. I didn't mean it that way. It's just language. But I mean, no, Pod Love chapters are a spec that is in active use today in the feed, and it's just a different paradigm. And the only reason why we didn't, because initially we were going to adopt the Pod Love chapter spec.
Yes, I remember that.
That was the plan. But then you know, two hosting companies were like, no, we're not doing that. Because they were concerned about feed size. And so then the natural...
Because the chapters go in the RSS feed in the Pod Love format. Got it.
Yeah, and if you have 100,000 feeds, you know, even in one extra kilobyte per, you know, per feed can add up
when it
comes to distribution bandwidth. So I mean, it was just a no-go. I mean, like, they just were like, no, we're not using that. And so in that... So we're like, well, okay, let's figure something else out. And so we, you know, came up with this other idea. And I'm partial to the new idea anyway. But Pod Love chapters still work fine. The workaround for the Pod Love chapters was for feed size was that you use feed paging, so that you not all of your episodes are in a single mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or in the feed.
So you have a reference to another file for feed. Older yeah. episodes. Okay.
Right, right. And which is fine, but nobody seems to want to implement that either. Because that specification has been around for a long time, and
is there a way to embrace Pod Love and bring them into their own tag in the namespace?
No, they've already contributed a lot to the namespace.
Right, but have the actual Pod Love in the namespace itself, or is that a problem because that requires everyone then to adopt
the chapters, you mean?
The Pod Love chapters, yeah.
Nah, I just don't want to reopen that box. Okay. I mean, it's just
all right.
done.
All right. And, all right. It, well, you meant no malice is what you're saying. You didn't mean to piss anybody off.
Yeah, and I just didn't want to talk about I felt bad.
It's not easy being a podcaster now, is it? Uh-huh. Yeah, this is what it is. This is when you get hate mail.
But that is a spec that's in active use, and it's a great spec. And that's the other thing about podcasting 2.0 is that, like, all we want is new features. It doesn't matter where they come from.
Yeah.
They just want cool new features.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's cool stuff out there. And not all of it is stuff that we built here.
No, certainly not.
Yeah. So anyway, that is a public service announcement. Yeah. So you want to, do you want to hear my Dave Jackson ISO?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Do, what the heck is a Satoshi?
Oh, yes.
What the heck is a Satoshi?
Wait, no, this one's better. Don't know a thing about crypto.
Okay.
I don't know a thing about crypto.
I know a thing about crypto, y'all. Yeah.
No, he's got such a good voice.
That's a good end of show. End of show there.
Do we want to thank some people?
Yeah.
Got anything else you want to talk about?
Let me see. Did we miss anything? Did we wrap it all up on the basics? Because I think we do need to thank some people, but also just briefly talk about some phase four.
Yeah, we can talk about phase four.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is a value for value, the whole project. I'll read it again for those who missed it. The Podcast Index is here to preserve, protect, and extend the open, independent podcasting ecosystem. We do this by enabling developers to have access to open, categorized index that will always be available for free for any use. Try a new podcast app today and see how much better the experience can be. Screw Coke. This is New Coke. NewPodcastApps.com. All we ask for in this project is you contribute some value back if you find it valuable. That can be done with your time, your talent, your treasure. And we need money to keep the servers running for everything, for the node to be funded. And you can do that with your, I rehearse this, with your fiat fund coupons, your cuck bucks, or with your Satoshis. We accept all of it. Go to podcastindex.org. And at the bottom is a big red donate button. And let's thank some people today.
Yeah.
For supporting the hub of the movement.
I want to ask, we're something.
I'm not quite sure what we are. the nucleus.
If this is flat Earth, we are the North Pole.
Yes, we're the embryo. Yes,
the embryo.
Hey, firmament first, baby.
Firmament. Yeah. So procedural question here.
Yes.
The age old, like, should I do these in order? Should I do these donations biggest to least? In order to get to honor the biggest givers up front, or should I do them least to biggest in order to climax at the end with the biggest donor?
Well, this is interesting. The proven model is biggest to the smallest.
Okay.
That is the proven model. You had me at climax though. I was interested, like, this could be a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Let's stick with the proven model. Well, A/B test.
Okay. Next week we'll do them. Okay. We'll do them this is A, everybody. We're doing version A.
Version A.
Press click on the graphic in your chapter mark right now to hear version B.
Fiat fund coupons first.
Yes.
Dreb Scott gave us $51.
Dreb, man.
He says
he's taking sats that everyone's sending him and then putting it back into the show.
Well, you know what he's doing now? He's moonlighting on the Fun Fact Friday podcast with David Medus.
Oh,
he's
doing their chapters too. Oh, uh-huh. Is he in the value block over there?
Yes, he is.
And he's doing chapters?
Yes.
He's going to have a business, man. I'm telling you, he's going to have a business. Yep. He's going to get a bunch of kids to listen to podcasts, mark the chapters, do the art. He'll have them chained in a basement and he's going to be rich. I tell you, stinking rich.
they don't like a bunch of teenagers staring at screens all day. I mean, that's just normal stuff.
Exactly. They're doing
just feed them.
And in fact, he's paying them with sats per chapter they complete.
Yeah, one set per chapter.
maybe. You know, hey, kid, this is for your future.
They only have to do 100 million chapters a year, and that can make a living off that.
Yeah, we're just talking about this stuff, and Bitcoin is over 48,000. I mean, we were influencing the price.
What? Is there any indication of why? Because that jumped up high today. I don't really understand why.
No, I have no idea. I could give you a million different news stories and say, hey, it's because of this, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's just look at the curve, you know, it's got to go back up 100,000 by the end of the year. I think that's a fair assessment. You're seeing a lot of people agreeing with that. I don't know why. This is what I see. And I'm like, oh, that sounds reasonable.
Jeff Scott says jingles, go podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Set streamer note, Dreb Scott show number donation, special shout out to the podcast Fun Fact Friday with Leela and David, not just fun facts, but also a fun 20 listen, Dreb. All right.
I love the Fun Fact Friday show.
I've never listened to it.
Oh, you have to. It's a dad and his daughter.
That's great.
They did everything themselves. And they also, I think they put the whole note together themselves together. They put their
own. Really?
Yeah, I believe they got a Raspberry Pi and put it all together. Yeah, this is
that is really cool.
It's like a homeschooling project that isn't school.
Okay, I'm searching.
And for those developers and podcasters who, you know, are, you know, you're in your 20s right now, this young lady's probably going to wind up hiring you for something. I'm telling you. Here you go.
Go podcasting.
There you go, Dreb. Thanks, man.
I just downloaded Fun Fact Friday into my Fountain app. Give that one a shot today. I have to rotate my apps all the time.
This is a great, great, great podcast.
All right. Thank you, Dreb. Let's see. Paul Erskine, he took out a new automatic subscription, monthly subscription for $11.14. I didn't see a note.
Thank you.
From Paul.
Curious about the number. I like it.
Me too. Anonymous, $11.11, says... make this anonymous. Enjoy some fiat fun coupons. Go podcasting.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Go podcasting!
Fiat fun coupons. I throw that in all the time now. And yeah. Just like the most normal thing. And Tina's used to this crap from me. And people, you can see, like, huh? What? Cuckbucks. You know, cuckbucks. Huh? Tina does that too.
I could do it with Max's voice.
I've started listening. It's interesting how Max releases his episodes. So he has a full podcast, but he releases it in parts first and then, or bits of it, I guess. And then the full thing. Is that how I've come to understand this?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just go back and listen to the old ones. I haven't listened to anything new. I listened to a couple of
his. Yeah. So he'll have episode 27, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is then the full episode.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe it's. I think I'm checking it out in Podverse. It could be me misunderstanding something. I don't know.
Survive at Survive from the Mastodon from podcastindex.social. Mm-hmm. He gave us $5 a month subscription.
Thank you very much. That keeps the whole server running.
Yeah, it does. Those are our fiat fun coupons, and so we got some boostergrams. Let's see. Oh wow. Okay. Kieran from the Mere Mortals podcast. I'm going to be on that show, by the way.
Yes. We both saw this boost come in. They've gone nuts. They're just boosting everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
Big numbers, big rollers.
100,000 sats from Kieran.
I think that is a record boostagram. I think it's a record boost, actually. And holy crap, it worked. Let's just stop and think about that for a second.
The Australian Monetary Police are going to go and find you because you've broken some sort of law or something by boosting this amount. Jacinda's going to swim across the channel in a hazmat suit and mess you up or something. Like you're messing everything up down under. This is really a message for everyone in the 2.0 community. I can't express how much fun I've had since I found out about this a mere 1.5 months ago. I was feeling like I'd hit a glass ceiling in terms of the quality I could create for my shows, but everything here has well and truly inspired me to work harder and produce the best podcasts I can. Your introduction into the Bitcoin and Lightning world for me has already been more than it's worth its weight in Bitcoin. Well, would appreciate a defragmenting to celebrate my crossing of the $100 fund token threshold without resorting to the emasculating cuck bucks. And says, P.S., would have boosted more if the limit was higher on Podfriend. Might be worth upping that limit, Martin.
Boost! That's almost $50, man, today.
Yeah, I've got, so...
But the funny thing is, I don't think of it that way. I think 100,000 Satoshis, yeah, it's like...
It never even registers to me how much
I know, that's what's so crazy. It's like I'm already living in that world somehow.
I've got t-shirts. I'm behind on t-shirts getting those. Eric's got the spreadsheet with t-shirts in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all laid out nicely. It's like name, address.
Oh, yeah. Eric, size. Eric nails that down. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yet somehow this is mystifying to me. And I can't make myself actually figure out how to use the spreadsheet. So I'm an idiot. I will get these t-shirts over to Eric's this week.
Oh, you need to add entries, you mean?
Yeah, I'm like 2 weeks behind on this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've been waiting over a decade for podcasting 2.0. I'm sure, you know, everyone will be able to say, hey, I was there. I got the t-shirt.
I remember that.
Eventually.
50,000 sats from Auburn Citadel. Wow. He says, sup, freaks. Working my way to a t-shirt. I appreciate your work on freedom enabling technology. It's so important in this crazy world.
So what do we set as a Satoshi number for t-shirts? It's $100 in fiat fund coupons.
I don't know. What's the limit?
The number will fluctuate, but I think that let's just start living in the sat world, right?
Yeah, we need a hard limit, like irrespective of whatever it
is. Somehow 250 sounds good, but a 200 would be okay. 200,000 or 250?
Let's do 200.
200?
Let's do the lower one.
Okay, yeah. 200. The t-shirt committee may adjust this number later.
T-shirt committee.
And believe me, not when it goes down, but you know, we know you won't be sending us 200,000 at some point.
The t-shirt committee.
Here's a car.
The t-shirt committee is Eric sending us a message like, y'all are full of crap.
Exactly. Oh yeah. Eric. Oh yeah. You're right. Yeah. We need to be careful because Eric is figuring out accounting, tax, all of this stuff, which is going to be something we'll be able to share, provide, etc. But
I know what he's going to say. He's going to be like, 250,000 sats is the shipping amount to Australia, you idiots. Right. I'll be like, okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Greg Thomas gave us 10,804 sats. He says, Adam and Dave, I've been a monthly PayPal donor for a while, but now I'll be canceling that donation in favor of Boostergrams. Still Boost. Donating, just not in cut bucks. Go podcasting.
Yes, thank you
Go
very much.
Go podcasting!
There's so many of these. Good God almighty.
Well, we're going to have a cutoff at some point. That's just...
I don't like cutoffs, though. It's sad.
It's okay. As long as you don't mind five-hour shows.
Yeah. Michael Moritzen.
Michael.
Boost. Michael Moritzen.
From the Kingdom of Denmark. Michael Morrison.
Yeah, the polygamist from Denmark. He gave us 5,277 sats and says, mandatory boost for mentioning me.
Yes. All right.
Boost.
Aaron at Salonomics. He gave us 2,000 sats, and he says, five words, episode 50 was a boost of bukkake. And now,
that's where I got it from.
This is a family show.
Yes, yes. Oh, bad man. You've influenced me very negatively. I apologize profusely. I'm really working on myself.
Brian of Hive gave us 1,000 sats, and he says, and that's when he pointed out why one of Hive's best apps is called Hive Keychain. Brian, I have to admit, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hive Keychain. That's where you keep all of your keys, I guess.
But why is that one of Hive's best apps? I guess it would be the most important.
Well, app, did you look at the timestamp? dude. By the way, these I expect these emails to come in with a clip. You know, just click on the link, and it goes right to that time code.
I mean, if you're going to expect that, why not just expect it to have an MP3 of the clip attached to it?
Well, I didn't want to take away your weekend, but okay.
I'm not saying I'm going to build it. I'm just thinking of ideas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's called a touche.
Yeah.
Let's see. Boostergram, 1,000 sats from Chad Farrow. Sending my first boostergram from Fountain. Go podcasting.
Yes, indeed.
Go podcasting!
Let's see. Chad Farrow had another 1,000 sats. Hey, Adam, are these boostergrams just a Trojan horse to get podcasters to add donation sections to their podcast?
Yeah. No, it's a feature. It's a feature to enhance the donation segments. That's the whole point. And you watch what happens when you start to do your boostergram corner. This stuff really, really works.
It's not a Trojan horse. We're coming at full front.
Yeah, no secrets here, bruh.
Yeah.
No secrets. No.
Stephen B said, check it out. Sender ID is being sent now. And yes, I see in the debug section that it is being sent.
Very nice. Say something else about, you know, if these were booster comments, yeah, you can treat like 100,000 can go to the top.
Oh.
I'm just gamifying stuff, you know. It's in my nature.
you can like an auction almost. You guys top somebody or whatever.
Something
like a leaderboard.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Oscar Mary says, "You really have released a beast. Boosting is addictive. 1,000 sats." and he said, "Oscar said it worked." I guess that must have been his first boost from Fountain.
Yes.
He said, don't worry about reading all my boosts. I'm going to read every one of them, Oscar.
By the way, let me see what the most recent one is. I thought I got I was going to look at, because what I like so much, we have a daily thing, and we look at how many transactions each app is doing. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the most recent one. I love that. It's okay. Just keep going.
Oscar had another. He gave us a boost for mentioning Fountain on the show.
Ah,
1,000 sats.
See how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Sphinx. This past day, they had 661 transactions. Does this go? Yeah. You've ordered it. How nice.
I don't think it's sorted properly though.
Oh, it looks like it's sorted by amount of transactions.
That's a coincidence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sphinx 661, Podfriend 339, Breeze 351, CurioCaster 130, Fountain 112, Unknown 46, Podverse 3. Well, they're still in beta testing stuff. This is real. I really love this because it's not necessarily equal to the amount of Satoshis that come through per transactions.
The transaction amount going through the system is really off the chart.
So Fountain with 112 transactions,
was that today's report?
Just today, yeah.
Okay,
was 48,699 sats that came through Fountain.
There's 400,000 transactions in our node database.
This is crazy.
And that's really since December.
When Max said he said the only thing he's really worried about is that we break the Lightning Network. He might not be kidding.
I mean,
we're learning about compacting databases already.
Yeah. I asked Tim, I was like, how often do you compact your database? And he said, I don't, I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Voltage has a setting for it.
Yeah. Graham. Ed Voltage said he was good there. He said they're working on a document that shows how to back your stuff up and tend your database. They're gonna put that out as like a support document, and that'll be good for everybody.
Yeah, good. That's good, crazy.
Good node hygiene. Oscar Mary again, 777 sats. He said it's time for the board meeting, Boostergram week.
Indeed, it is Boostergram week.
Yeah. He says, see, he's got another one for 1,000 sats, and he says, it does not stop. No, it doesn't. It just keeps going. 1,000 sats from Kevin Bay, and he says, I sent a boostergram using CurioCaster, but it didn't seem to make it. Did this one get through? Yes, it did,
Kevin. Yes. Now, who else was there a new app that was that just started sending value for value?
You're thinking of Castomatic, and he's still testing.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he's in beta.
All right. Well, and who is that?
It's Franco Solario.
Okay. Yeah, Franco, let me know when you're ready, because I want to promote it on the No Agenda.
Yeah, and that's a really good app.
I've seen it. Yeah, and it's iOS only, right? Yeah. No, yeah. In fact, I think I talked about it on the last show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a really good app on iOS. Let's see, James Cridlin, 950 sats, and he says, a really useful interview and enjoying the show. Listening in a non-Boost app, so I popped over here to leave you this Boost and Pod friend.
Yeah, thank very you, James. Good. Thank you.
Let's see. okay, 950 sats from Sir Bill. He said, don't read this on the air.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Wish granted. Oscar Mary gave us 777 sats, and he says, crinkle paper for me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. I talked over it. Go do it. Crinkle again.
Okay. All right. Well, he's got to follow up with another 777.
Of course.
He
says, of course.
He says, I do like this podcast.
Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to.
There you go.
Anonymous.
ASMR on demand.
Anonymous. 500 sats. And the message is, I'm sorry you're in PHP all the time, David. Me too.
There's so many of these I want to hit reply to.
I know. That's the thing that's missing.
Yeah.
The reply button.
Yeah.
Another one from Anonymous. And it's 475 sats. And the message is, freedom.
Oh, wait. I have that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that a jingle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a fan favorite.
Freedom!
That's our next president.
Okay. Let's see. 333 sats from Podcast Junkies.
Hey, the Junkies.
Says Harry from Podcast Junkies via Fountain. Boost!
Boost!
And let's see. Bootstrap Bandit. That's Tim K from LNP.
Yep.
He sent us 100 sats, and he just says, holla! And
holla back.
There is 95 sats from, and the name of this person is Dirty Message. And the message is a sequence of emojis that I cannot describe on the air.
Okay. So, well, we have to up our satage so we don't get offended by those emojis in the future.
Yeah, and set the limit at 96 sats.
Yep, that's right. That'll show them.
That's the end of the boostergrams. And monthly donors is, let's see. Keith Gibson gave us $50. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Sir Alex Gates, is he a sir? Is it on the No Agenda?
He is now.
Okay. $25. Tim Hudgens, my buddy Tim, good guy, $25. Let's see. Paul Saltzman gave us $22.22.
Yeah, that's his regular number.
Mm-hmm. I wish I knew. I guess it's just a double snake eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, he means it well, regardless.
Jeremy Cavanaugh gave us $10. Dwayne Goldie gave us $8. Jeremy Gerds gave us $5. And Thomas Sullivan Jr. gave us $5. And David Woodfine gave us $3. And that's monthly.
And we really appreciate all of the support that we've been receiving. The monetary support is key. In fact, we're going to start adding some more things that will cost more money. We'll talk about it. But for now, I mean, holy crap, this thing is running. We've got like a perpetual motion machine. Yeah. It just kind of hunkers ahead. You know, the flywheel never stops. It's one of the most amazing things. Thank you all so much for supporting it. And this is the whole project, podcastindex.org, podcastindex.social, the GitHub, supporting the machines. We have, I think, 20 servers running now. Legal help. We've engaged some lawyers, you know, like low $100, but for stuff we're trying to make this all work and make it work for everybody. And that includes people who are interested in advertising. Don't be shy. Step up, y'all. But you can, that's not our income. We are more interested in, you thinking about what kind of value you get from the whole project just turn that into a number that's meaningful to you. And go to podcastindex.org and send us your fun fiat coupons on the red donate button. Or you can go ahead and boost right now.
Boost!
Get a new podcast app, newpodcastapps.com. Have some fun. Join the cool kids.
You want to do a little bit of namespace?
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to.
So I think what I'm going to do over the next week before the end of the month is just go ahead and write everything up for the new tags as best I can, and then we'll just start hashing on them. And so what I think it is right now, I think it'll be initially live and medium.
Right, so we can determine whether it's video.
What format it takes. And I have something to say about that in a second. And then this new one that just popped up is the idea of pinning episodes. And so, or what you call like gateway episodes. And so I think you commented on that issue.
Yes, pinned episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a great idea. I think it's good enough to try to get it into phase four.
I don't know. I'd have to hear everything, but what I like about the idea is, especially for longer lasting podcasts, like the No Agenda show, but even this podcast, there could be episodes that either, hey, you know, listen to this episode, and we did a couple of those on No Agenda. We called them the 0.5 episodes. So we did one at 100.5, 200.5, and I think maybe 300 or 400.5. And we recap as kind of like an onion where we bring in things from the previous 100 point something episode. And it really brings people up to speed on a lot of the basics. And I think a lot of podcasts are like that. And people always suggest different things. And it could just be, you know, like a Telegram group. Just here's an important episode that you need to make sure you heard. I mean, no matter what your reason is, I really like the idea of pinning.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even for this show, it is hard to go back and suggest now that somebody listened to the very first episode.
Right.
Because it has changed so much.
Yeah. A lot of people, but this behavior is, I've never understood it, but it's rampant. People often will go back and start an entire podcast from the beginning. And I can't explain what it is, but it's every single podcast I've ever been involved in, people have done that.
That's interesting, because I would call myself a neurotic completist. So I'm the guy that I can't just read like a book. I've got to read the entire series, even if it's 50 books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that neuroses, but I don't have this urge to go back and listen to every episode of a podcast. That's like something that's a different thing, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, if you had the gateway episode idea in place, you could just say, okay, this is a great onboard into our show at this point. And it could be from like a year ago, but at least it gives you like, this is the best entry point. And it just kind of floats in the feed along with all the current stuff.
It's critical that we get podcasters involved in these types of discussions, because I'm really going off of what I've learned from having, you know, podcast audiences for 18 years or whatever. There's a whole bunch of things we're missing as a group because we just don't have a lot of people who are in there are also podcasters. But there's just so much stuff that is unexpected. Like even just the importance of, you know, comments, which has been a big one for us. We're going to learn things that we never expected, but we need kind of the feedback from the podcasters. And it's kind of, you know, not everyone's like, oh yeah, I'll go on this GitHub thing. That's intuitive for me, because it's not, strangely.
The other tag that I'd like to get through there is recommendations. And it's not that a lot of people have been clamoring for this, but I think that Benjamin Bellamy and his group has done a lot. They've done a lot of work on this. Mm-hmm. It's clearly something that they need,
yes,
and want.
Yep.
And I think that is all that matters. So once that thing gets into the spec, then it becomes a little bit more visible to people in the industry and they can look at it and maybe they find out that they need it also.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very big tag. And so I think that people have been a little nervous about it because of the size and the scope of it.
I mean, but if the way I understood it when we had Benjamin on is it's something that the podcaster can control, much like chapters, or could have a trusted third party manage that for them, which yes. actually gives a lot of advertising / marketing opportunities. People pay attention.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to me, it sounds like a fantastic idea.
I liked it because I immediately wanted a system that you know does a lot of that for me that I can but I want to have control over it. I don't know, like chapters. It's to mm-hmm. me, it's exactly like that. Oh, here's but I want to recommend Podcasting 2.0, MoFax, DH Unplugged, but I'll probably Podland, Orange Pill. I don't know how many I can do, but yeah. I like it. I think that's a great way to build out these networks. In the tribe model, that's almost like. Here are my affiliated tribes today, because I might want to scalp them tomorrow.
I look at it like a little bit like alternative enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing that should be there because it's got a lot of care behind it.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot. And it doesn't matter that nobody's going to use it on day one.
Right.
That doesn't matter. What matters is that it's well thought out and it's a good idea. And so it can be in the spec. It's fine. There's things can be in the spec that people don't just immediately jump on because 6 months from now somebody may find it and be like, yeah, this is good. So I'm on board with that. Now
I think it's good and very diplomatic to reach out to our socialist friends that way.
I do too. I mean, they don't have much over there. So. You got to give them everything.
No, we'll let them into the namespace, into phase four, but only if they have a vaccine passport.
Oh, God.
Just kidding, Benjamin. I'm riffing because it's messed up, man. The whole world has gone crazy.
So the medium tag.
That goes along with live, basically, right?
It can. Yeah, it can. It's a way to signal to the app, and I think we've talked about this before. It's a way to signal to the app what type of content this is.
Yeah.
Is it a video? Is it a audio book? Is it a music? An album of music? Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got already. I think I told you a couple of weeks ago that my son is a bass player in a metal band,
mm-hmm.
and that I was going to release his album as a podcast.
Right.
And I did. So it's on the index.
Oh, you didn't ping me about that?
I did not. I'm surprising you on the show.
Oh, okay.
The name, you can just search on it in the index or any of the apps that use us for search.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
yes. Wherever you get your
new podcast apps from.
Mm-hmm. Wherever you get your Podcasting 2.0 apps,
yeah.
You can search for that. It's called, the album is Torcon, that know the name of the band, and I please don't ask me what this means. I got no idea. These guys are teenagers. Torcon 7, TORCON, and then just the number 7. And it's like two words. So if you search in there, you'll see the podcast, and it's just an album.
Wait, TORCAN?
TORCON.
CON space 7. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
7V11, bro.
Yeah, but it still works with the number 2.
And the first track I have here is Supertramp.
Yeah, that can. I don't know how it ordered them. It ordered them out. It's weird, but I don't think they care what the track order is. So that's the album, and it uses the medium tag.
Ah, so well, how did he get the medium tag?
I hand coded the feed.
What a dad. Oh, hell yeah.
Look out, Apple Podcasting. We're coming for you. We're taking over the world. We are Podcasting 2.0.
That's my audition for the band. Can't wait to listen to that. I love that. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a thrash metal band.
Let me boost them. Boost. Yeah.
So the way it's set up is there's four value blocks. I tried to make this.
Oh my goodness! I love this, Dave. This is great. You're like Layla and her dad. You're doing it with the thrash metal kid. Love it.
Yeah. Each one of them, the drummer, the bass player, the guitar player, and the singer, they all, each one of them has an LMP wallet, and so they each have a split. Oh, man,
that's so cool.
So you can boost them all. But anyway, the medium tag is in there, and I thought this would be a good way for people to test out against this, because what should happen in this scenario, the medium tag should say, is music.
Mm-hmm.
So what the app would be expected to do is display this in a way that makes sense as if you were in Spotify or some music player.
Right. Which it doesn't do yet. The app I use doesn't do it, obviously. It does. It, in fact, it only has, doesn't have any show notes. It just has a title, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a test podcast that people can use to try to see what their app can do with this sort of functionality. And that's a great idea. And I'll try to put a couple of more of these test feeds in there, because I think that for a feature like this, a test feed is a great way to, you need something to bounce against and see what.
Yeah. And get the kids working for the organization, you know, they're so useless otherwise. Do something.
I mean, I'm keeping all the money.
Yeah, of course. No. Are you in the split? Or you foolishly just put the kids in there? Oh, man.
No, I'm an idiot. I put the kids in there.
I love anyway, that. Very cool. Very, very cool.
So I think that's the, I think that'll get us started. And then we can add, you know, I think we'll have room for, one or two more tags. But
okay.
I feel good about that so far. If somebody else has a, you know, on with that or think something different, you know, hit me up.
And so kind of our schedule now is you're finishing up some stuff with Eric for the accounting, and then mm-hmm. we're going to spruce up the onboarding.
Yeah, that's the plan, because it's coming up, it's getting close, or it's getting further on into the end of the year. And so at some point we're going to, all those sats that have come in to the podcast index node, I mean, that's income. So we got to declare it and we got to do all the right stuff by taxes. So I had to sort of hit pause on development and then go and build this reporting for Eric so that we can, you know, be legally compliant and all those things. And as soon as I'm done with that, I'll be back. But I did have time, though. I did sandwich in the per episode value blocks.
I saw that. I love it. And hopefully my new RSS Curio, what did he call it? It was still CurioCaster, right? He didn't have a different name for it, did he?
No, that's right.
Yeah, it's truly a Curio Caster.
So, well,
hopefully, I'll get episode blocks in there soon. Then,
Gigi, who's a well-known Bitcoiner,
sure.
He wrote a famous book in Bitcoin world called 21 Lessons,
mm-hmm.
and he did all the sort of code review and on the value block spec,
right?
On the namespace,
right.
And he wrote up the per episode part of the spec. He really has helped me over the last month and a half to revise that thing, because he really wants this.
What were the main things that he added or adjusted? That
it was just wording. Uh-huh. It was really just wording and finding some inconsistencies with the way things were described. It was really just a lot of
like the whole organization.
Yeah. Restrict yourself to only the value spec, please. But anyway, he cleaned all that up and made it. It's final now. It's a good spec. And
cool.
What that means is we can go ahead and we can finalize the value block in phase four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and nice. it has per episode splits in it. And the first feed, and the only feed currently that has per episode value blocks, is Closing the Loop, which is the put out by the company that he works for.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually their second to last episode, they had Paul Etoy from Stackwork on it.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And each one of those episodes, like that episode with Paul, has Paul in the split.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And so this is sort
outstanding.
Of really
outstanding. Well, you know, so this, there's two things that I think are the future, and you know, that you and I will be working really closely on. It's the splits, which, you know, when you position it in a different light, it's really digital royalties of the future, direct from value returned directly for value received. And I was going to make such a deep point about the second thing.
We're going long. You're getting wearing down.
No, it was the split. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the medium tag.
Oh yeah.
The medium tag, because I was only thinking in ways of different types of medium, but, music is so distinct, and that triggering, you know what? Hold on a second. That triggering a signal to an app that the app knows, hold on a second, this is a piece of music, and I can change the way I'm displaying information or certain information would be relevant or not. I can actually change the interface. To this, I say,
suck it, Spotify, suck it.
Do you realize how revolutionary that can be? This is one of the most important episodes we've ever done. We've invented everything.
We've invented everything. including the show title. We've invented everything.
Including Firmament First Flat Earth.
Yes. We're
good to go. You feel me, though? I mean, how important that is?
I feel you 100%, because the first thing I think of is Random Access Memories, that album by Daft Punk. So that album has quite a few tracks. Maybe 75% of the tracks have a guest artist.
Oh yeah, there was lawsuits over that album.
Oh really?
Oh my goodness! It's like all kinds of lawsuits because it had so many people attributed to it, and still there were samples that were left out. And as we say in the music business, when you have a hit, you get the writ.
Oh yeah,
you know, people just sue you. Just, you know, hey, that sounds like my song, man. Vanilla Ice, come here.
Yeah, that. So that album, simplifying it down to, it was Daft Punk and one guest artist on this track.
Mm-hmm.
There's your splits.
Exactly.
And then they're getting royalties in perpetuity from
every single time that episode is listened to. Exactly.
Boom. Done.
But I mean, I don't want to push ahead, but when you get, my God, that is so. Was it Alex Gates who's been pushing for the medium tag?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I got documenting.
You're doing a good job on this, because you told me this morning I have to document this stuff.
Medium tag. Did he come up with it?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
We call that inventor.
Inventor.
You get absolutely nothing with it, except at least they don't misquote you 20 years from now, or you get screwed up. That's the thing that I hated the most.
No.
Excuse me. Stop smoking, so it's all coming out now.
The marriage of those two things is beautiful.
Yeah, because, you know, that's where we get into, we can finally do Mark Hall justice with a documentary, just so we could tell the app, hey, display this maybe in a 16:9 or embiggen the window or anything like that, you know, the way you might expect a documentary to run.
Mm-hmm.
Which would mean probably, you know, default with chapters. I don't know. I mean, I'm just shooting from the hip now. But and then music, you know, categorize it by, or sort it in this particular fashion. You know, yeah. Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah, you build the base layer,
and then you can do book, and then audiobook PDF. All of a sudden, your app is showing a PDF with a great interface to browse through a book or an audiobook.
What we're doing now is building the base layer for what's coming next.
Which is, they have no idea what's coming next.
Which is,
or what is coming next cannot be stopped. This is a QAnon thing.
Oh, is that a phrase from QAnon?
Yeah, it's like WICNC. Oh, SC.
Oh, this is too complicated.
Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, where we go one, we go all, but it's now what is coming cannot be stopped. And that's true. I believe now with everything I'm seeing, the momentum cannot be stopped. Apple is to be ignored at this point. The listeners are checking out other apps. They're not standing for this. They're not standing for hours of delay.
What, ISO information war.
Huh. We are in an information war.
I'm going to cut that down so there's less of a gap.
This is from like Australian news. This thing is, I'm in love with Australian news. Whatever, I have no idea what they're talking about or whatever all this stuff is going on locally, but it's like incredible. The guy has this amazing voice, and then they read headlines and tweets in other amazing voices. Like, so there's a clip, Australia reading headlines. Play that one.
Is this, where do you watch this, on YouTube?
Yeah, it's some YouTube video. I think James linked to it, but I can't stop. I watched like three or four of them.
Hold on a second. I'm boosted a little bit here.
Multiple Greyhound track upgrades renew focus on animal welfare.
It's like there's
that was about that was the word Greyhound dog track racing.
Yeah. They're like saying a news story. I think it's one of these shows that like analyzes the news.
Yeah, of course. It's a joke.
Analyzes the media. Yeah. Yeah. And so then they show the tweet, and they read it in these super dramatic voices, and like ISO hiding the truth. Do that one.
Okay, hold on a second.
The government and the media are hiding the truth.
Like, there's like a million of these. I just had to make myself stop.
Oh no!
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I get different Australian news, and none of it's good. They just got another 6 weeks of restrictions and some.
Where's that at? In Sydney?
Sydney, yeah. New South Wales, yeah.
God, man, that stinks.
Yeah, the zero COVID policy is a tough nut to crack, you know?
Oh, man, I feel sorry for those guys. We know a lot of people in Australia.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel sorry that they can't get out and go visit the rest of the world. Anyway. You got anything else on?
I think that's pretty. We've done a good job together. So next week, we're still trying to figure it out. I'm going to the Netherlands. It'll be the first time I've seen my daughter in 18 months. I'm really excited about that. Her birthday is on the 27th. That is Friday. So we're going to see if we can figure something out, but we might have to skip one board meeting. And then after that, we got a couple of cool guests coming up.
Yeah, we've got, do we want to say or just leave it as a surprise?
Leave it as a surprise.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they'll see it in the minutes from this meeting.
Okay, my lips are sealed.
All right, Dave, have a great weekend, man.
All right, man, you too.
Okay. All right, everybody, thank you so much for attending the board meeting, Podcasting 2.0. We'll be here next week or the week after. You're all welcome. See you then. Take care.
Listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Boost! I don't know a thing about crypto.